You're listening to Roundtable. An international plus-size beauty contest has just been held in Beijing. Stunners come from different countries, including the U.S., Russia, China, Portugal, and Zimbabwe. And I've checked out the photos. These girls are definitely on the very heavy side of things. And do you believe that beauty comes in all shapes and sizes?Guys, what is the aim of having such a beauty contest for, bigger girls?
Well, as I understand it, it is a competition to grow, that grew out of the need that plus-size women need positive role models and people to look up to, women that are very confident about, the extra weight they're pulling. That's a big reason why it's going on. Basically, being comfortable with your extra weight. When we were looking at this, guys, I have to be honest.
Yes, we only want honesty.
We only want honesty, and it's, you know, my question is, are we encouraging unhealthy behavior? You know, I always thought, like, when you go in an interview, health is something you invest in. If you look, like, really in shape and you go in an interview, that tells your boss something. They're looking at you and they're like, this guy has dedication and discipline and he works hard for what he gets. I want to hire him. And I think that kind of, that's universal, I would say. And you're taking people and you're putting them on stage and you're saying, hey, it's okay to eat a lot of food and not watch your health. And I'm having trouble rewarding that kind of behavior.
It's not rewarding that kind of behavior. But according to your statement just now, if you were the boss, you would never hire any overweight or obese person in your company, right?
No, I mean, I'm not, that's definitely a small part. Yeah, for sure. I would say, like, if someone's in shape, I would say that does tell me a lot of factors about them, that they show up to the gym every day. So they'll show up to my work every day. They care about how they look. So maybe they care about their work as well. So these are things that I'm getting from someone who's ripped or in good shape that is a model.
But how do you know that they're not on the journey of taking care of themselves? Probably they're working very hard in the gym currently.
No way.
No way.
No, and also, there are so many factors that can lead to obesity or overweight, right? Aside from energy imbalance, well, a lot of hormonal problems can cause such diseases as well. And that is something that it cannot control.
But do you think the women that were on that stage have these hormonal problems? I think more
Maybe
often than
you
not,
haven't got a clue about what has happened there.
Often than not, it's an excuse you're making for yourself.
No.
And here, I think, honestly, these girls, no, society's not going to change anytime soon, Lo. You, pretty girls will still be pretty girls. And if you want to tell these girls it's okay to be that way, that's fine. I would rather tell them, hey, if you're unhappy with the way you look, get in that gym and change it and get someone to help you and you will be just like those girls or very close to it. You'll at least feel very much better about yourself. But I don't think parading around being overweight on stage and saying, hey, I'm overweight and I'm comfortable with it, makes it better.
Well, for one thing, I think there is a lot of misconceptions towards beauty in this day and age. For one thing, we still remember the very famous competition which started here in China, the A4 paper covering your waist campaign. And that is not healthy, and that is not promoting the right idea and universal standard of beauty. Come on, being beautiful should be diversified. And I think, from my perspective, holding such pageant for those obese people or overweight people is really necessary. For them, they have been encountered so much discrimination in their lives. And for them, it's not only about conquering the stage fright, it's about their daily fright in their personal lives. And they have the capability and they're entitled to show off their talent, their wisdom, and their beauty on the stage.
Well, I wanna we're just having a back and forth here. Hoyeon,
I'm enjoying it.
Jump in whenever you want. Like, okay, if I see a girl and she's just bigger boned, but she's in great shape and she has amazing features and she's curvy, I think that's fine. I mean, there's a difference between someone like Marilyn Monroe, who was a very curvy, she was bigger than a lot of models today, but she was still very curvy, as opposed to someone who's just fat. Like, I would say there's a difference there. And so I still think, like, being overweight is something that is serious. And telling people it's okay also could be just as guilty as contributing to it.
I really enjoyed seeing that little battle between the two guys. And I have to say, I agree a little bit with both of you. Oh, it's so nice to play peacemaker. Yeah, both of you will like me so much by the end of the day. Anyway, so I think what Ryan has said is very honest, and I think coming from him, all the good things he said about, you know, exercising and those things, he went through all of that. So I think he has the perfect place and stance to make that argument, and in that regard, I do agree with you. But I tend to agree with Luoyu on the side a little bit too, as if a person just wants to be fat and wants to stuff down 3 Big Macs at one go and is comfortable with that, so what?
But
you know?
They don't care about their health. I mean, like,
okay,
so
the health
they
is
don't
a different
care
issue.
About racking up doctor bills. And in some societies where there's universal health care, I have to pay for your diet as well.
There you go.
And it's just not fair. Take care of yourself. That's what I'm saying.
That comes from
as
the
I've
healthy
mentioned,
guy.
Probably they're on the journey of taking care of themselves.
That's an assumption, I think. Mm-hmm.
And also, as I've mentioned, you know, a lack of thyroid hormone will slow down your metabolism.
Yeah.
And that is something you can't change. And for those people who are already obese and overweight, do they have
the small number of cases. And also, there's one thing I can't agree with you guys, especially Luoyu, you are mixing plus size with obesity. That's two different things. Plus size is just someone who's a size or a few size bigger, but obesity is feipeng. It could be a kind of almost a medical condition in some regards. And I think if we're promoting plus size, as in not everybody has to be skinny like a skeleton. Look at some of the Chinese girls. They are born with a small frame, and not all of us have that gifted to us. So I think diversity in that regard is very much needed in this society, but I don't think we're promoting obesity, like the extremely unhealthy way of living.
We're not promoting obesity, but for those people who are overweight and sort of discriminated by other people around them, I think they should show up their confidence and have a higher standard of self-esteem. And those people have set a very good example in this pageant.
Plus size, you should be proud of yourself if you go to the gym, but you're still, I mean, everybody does come in shapes and sizes. I'm 6'3", I'm tall, like, I can't change that. Be proud of yourself. If you feel like you're unhealthy, change it. Change your life. Be better. I love you guys.
Hit the gym. Yes.
Yes, and it's all about bettering yourself that I do promote. What you need to do, you need to do more reading maybe. Maybe also go to the gym. And what else, most importantly, you should do to better yourself, that is to listen to Roundtable every day. And yeah, and I think your life could be better and you'll see a bigger world. That's all for today. Bye!